We've got Warren Huntley with us to preview. How are you, Warren?
I'm very well, thanks, Nard. It's an interesting track report. It was scheduled to be run at Hamilton until mid-yesterday, and obviously the weather and the track at Hamilton's unsuitable, and we've gone to a track that's had the 100 races and the 130 jump-outs and been rolled with some rain coming. So it could be an interesting day.
It could well be. Well, we've only got the seven. Let's have a look at the first. This is a high-weight maiden over 1,400. Takeout runners 8, 11 and the 12. Here we've got number 3, Race Into Town at 5.50. Down to Timor Gold at 4.20. Vlaming at 7, should say 8.50. 2.70 there, the favourite is Southern Strategy. And then you're looking at Took the Chance at $4.20.
Sam Hyland mentioning that it's not a disadvantage in general to be somewhere near the speed, but I just thought the two horses that are probably going to ride the speed here, most likely Southern Strategy and Race Into Town, might just be a bit suspect at the end of the 1,400 metres. Timor Gold's a raw talent. He still does a few things wrong, but you'll be strong late. And if he can just track into a spot and be close enough to turn into the home straight, I'm going to go with 6 Timor Gold ahead of 9 Southern Strategy, who just the last little bit of the 1,400 metres might be the query, but has had the run in the distance range now. As has 3 Race Into Town, 3 runs this prep have all been okay, and 10 Took the Chance. Might have been beaten by a smart horse from the Kavanagh stable last start. Although safely beaten, it was an honest run. 6-9-3-10.
6-9-3-10. We go to race 2. This is a 58 high weight over 2,000. We've got number 1, Mickey M, at $5. Trey Deechee at $3.50. $5.50 for Forminius, down to They Call Me Sven at $9. One for Later's at $5, and Maralisa is a $6 chance.
Thought One for Later might be able to roll along near the speed. Nah, there's no tricks to her, but she makes her own luck. And I thought it was a pretty solidly run race for the grade of horse last start. And the housemaids come out of that race to run well subsequently. And but when the pressure went on, One for Later stuck on pretty well. And it did go on a fair way from home for that class of horse. Going to go with 6 rolling along near the speed ahead of 2. Trey Deechee, first run for the Dane Smith stable. Couple of recent hurdle schools. And an honest performer when with the Cosimanis yard. One Mickey M, probably slightly thwarted by the fact that this was scheduled to be 2,200 metres at Hamilton. Comes back to 2,000 metres here, but he'll be strong late. And 3 Forminius is pretty consistent in these types of races and did a bit of work last start. 6-2-1-3.
6-2-1-3. We go to race 3, a 3-year-old maiden over 1,100, and you can take out runners 1 and 3. We've got number 2, He's the Bomb at 3.50, down to 4, PK at 3.90. Favourite is Farewell Greta at 2.80, and then you're looking at bigger odds for the remainder.
That's the query, Nards, and could well have been blindsided here because I hadn't seen Greta, number 5, Farewell Greta, who's been very well supported from some markets, double figure odds into now favourite, and with no vision, when I was doing my form, I worked around Greta, but I'll include her in a play of the day now. But 2, He's the Bomb for me. Greta doesn't have a lot of luck, or she's not something special. I think He's the Bomb can roll forward, make his own luck, and clearly the one to beat for me. The form through Leather and Lace last start held up well at Bendigo last week. So on what we've seen, I'm keen on 2. We had a 4 PK who'll be off the pace and strong late. And 2 horses that are either on debut or resuming that I have seen vision of. 8 Rewarding Laughters trialled up quite nicely to make the debut, and 6 New Blessing has trialled up okay to resume here. Obviously now we've seen that the market move to Farewell Greta. There's some respect there. 2, 4, 8, and 6.
2, 4, 8, 6. We go to race 4. This will be the first leg of the quaddie today due to the 7, and this is over 1,200 metres, this maiden. There are no scratchings. The main ones are number 4, Paremus Boy at $5, $5.50 for Tommy Stand Up, who's set to resume. Then you're down to Charlie's World, who's a first starter at $3.80, and Conconi, who's had 2 runs back at $3.70.
And those 2 runs have been solid enough for Conconi. Now it's just hoping she can hold a spot from that favourable barrier draw. If she can, she's certainly got a good deal of strength about her and fitter for 2 decent runs back this preparation, particularly the second up run. 13 out of 12, Charlie's World, most recent jump out at Sandown to debut for the Kieran Maher stable was solid. 9 Lava Tongue gets the blinkers on and I think rolls forward and for that reason can give a sight. And 4 Paramoose Boy resuming here. And the former and the 2 runs today has been solid enough. Haven't seen vision of a recent trial or jump out, but certainly looks to have a talent and probably wants a little bit further down the track, but kicking off at 1,200 metres. 13, 12, 9 and 4.
13, 12, 9 and 4. Look, we go to race 5 over 1,100. You can take out the 8. Number 1, Maudacious at 4.60. You've got Rainfast. He's won its past couple. She's flying at the moment, 5.50. Dal Piero at 4, 310 there for Sachem Bayer. Then you're down to 750 for Sister Kitty Mack. And down the bottom to number 7, Meekum, who's a 750 chance.
As the market suggests, Nudge, you could just about mount a case for every runner here. But I thought it would set up okay for Mordacious to come across and perhaps sit outside Sachem Bayer, who I think might be the leader and could be a little bit vulnerable late. The first up win was solid, but got all the favours and just held on. I thought Mordacious, through some stronger form lines and getting into a good spot tactically, one was a bit of value on a day. It was hard to find any ahead of 5. Sister Kitty Mack might just tuck in nicely behind that speed. She's going a little bit better than her form card suggests. 3, Del Piero, well, you know what you get from him. He gets back and he ducks and weaves, and he normally finds more hard luck than good luck, but he can be strong late. Would have preferred the race to be at Hamilton rather than Casterton for him. And 2, Rain Fast. As you said, Nard, she's in career best form. You can step her up in grade and she runs well, and then down in grade she's been going well and put a couple of wins on the board at her last 2 starts. 1, 5, 3, 2.
1, 5, 3, and 2. Well, the 6th race is over 1,200, and here there are no scratchings. We've got number 1, Living Large, at 4.60. 2, Brian, at 4.20. Hector, the 3, is the favourite, who's set to resume at $2.80. We've got the 7, Conwoman, at $8.50.
I think what you needed to see, Nards, was a market support for Hector, lightly raced horse in the Simon Wild stable. Was able to win on debut 2-year-old company during the Warrnambool Carnival. It's not easy to do. Was up on the speed and making his own luck there. And then went to Flemington in what I think is ultimately going to prove to be a good form race. There's already some group form to come out of the race without being a Group 1 winner. And I think we wanted to see a push for Hector, and there has been since markets opened. And a 3, Hector, on top of 7, Conwoman. She can go forward, make her own luck. She's fitter for 3 runs back from a spell. 2, Brian, another horse I think would have been better suited at Hamilton rather than Casterton, but he's certainly appreciates Sting out of the ground. He can be strong late. And 6, Romanski, probably gets off the speed, but there was plenty of merit in that first up win, and I think suited getting up that little bit in trip. 3, 7, 2, 6.
So we go 3, 7, 2, and 6. So we head over to race 7. This is a benchmark 58. Take out runners 2, 3, 7, and also 15. We've got number 1, Emil, at 3.75, $9 into the wind. Bank Street at 6.50. Then you're looking at Halcyon, who is a $6 chance, and the 16, Bassins, at 8, with 17, Miss Rizziano, at $8.50.
There looks reasonable speed here, Nance, and there's probably going to need to be from a top selection, and his favourite at the moment, Emil, but geez, first up run was really solid. He definitely suited getting out beyond 1,100 to the 1,400 metres here, and you can just track into a spot and maybe get 3 wide with cover, tracking into the turn into the home straight. I'm sure he'll be strong late. Number 1, Emil, ahead of 4, Into the Wind, who was probably a bit below best last start, but the previous run chasing Baby Zara was solid and capable of getting forward from an inside draw. Damien Thornton back here in Victoria now. 17, Miss Rizziano's been running well in her most recent runs, and 5, Bank Street, coming back in distance slightly. I thought he had a terrific chance last start and he was disappointing, but should be strong late and drawn for a nice run. 1, 4, 17, and 5.
1, 4, 17, and 5. What's your best roughy quaddy and your play of the day, Warren?
I'm a little bit scared about the money for Greta in race 3, Nards, but I'm going to think that maybe we're just going to get a better price about race 3, number 2, He's the Bomb, and value, race 5, number 1, Mordacious. For the quaddy, first league 4, 9, 12 and 13, second league 1, 2, 3 and 5, third league 2, 3, 6 and 7, and home with numbers 1, 4 and 17. And play of the day, I'm going to take a running double in races 3 and 4. I'm going to take numbers 2, 4, and 5 in the first leg, and just numbers 12 and 13 in the second.
Sounds great. Good on you, Warren. Good punting today.
Thanks, Nath.